Interestingly, the person we were thinking about right at the beginning, this chap John Neal, who translated that hymn, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, was plagued with some lung problems, but he spent his latter life campaigning specifically for orphans and disadvantaged children. And that was what he committed his time to doing, working amongst young people who were disadvantaged. And that's exactly what Debbie is doing, assisted by Paul, as well as great mission work. So you're doing both things. You're looking after the poor, but you're also speaking the good news. And they're going to come and share a little bit about what's going on, what's been going on, and what the Lord is leading them into in the future. It may be that your heart is touched by what they say. And one of the ways you might choose to respond is to take one of these CDs. They're in the chairs. They're just recordings of all of us worshipping here together. They're just an encouragement. Some people have found them great fun to have on in the car just to remind themselves of Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon. It would be good. So please take one. On the back is a little donation envelope. You can put a donation in. It would be really lovely. All that are out is all that we've got left. So it would be wonderful if we sent Debbie and Paul back with a great gift that's come as a result of these 100 CDs, and there are some out. So if you feel you want to do that this morning, just put some money in an envelope, take the CD, and that would be a wonderful way of just acknowledging the work that they're doing in a small, small way. Debbie and Paul, come. And that's their family. Come on.
It's really lovely to be back with you, because we're not normally here at Christmas, as Andrew said, but yes, we've had 4 Christmases in Kenya, and so it's lovely to be home and to be able to spend it with family this year, and to celebrate Paul's mum's 100th birthday. We sang that I Raise a Hallelujah, and really we raise a hallelujah for all that... I'm quite technically retarded. I can build an orphanage, but I can't work anything technical. So we really are praising God at the moment, because he has been just... His goodness is just overwhelming and just makes me feel so humble. As you can see here, this is actually the second level of the high school. Now, we didn't think we would have the second level built of the high school of this block until after we'd done more fundraising later on next year. But God in his goodness enabled us to raise much more than we thought we would in America. We actually raised $40,000, which has meant that we can actually... We never know when we go. People pledge money and we don't know what we've got until they actually send it. So we were just like overwhelmed by God's goodness, because... Yes, we feel he's in a hurry. Yeah. So it means that we've been able to build this second level, and we have got enough money to spend on putting the roof on and plastering when we go back. So we have a celebration opening sponsor trip October next year, if anybody wants to come and celebrate with us. But not only has he blessed us financially, but he's blessing the children in the school. We have about 30 in the Christian Union. At the moment, we only have about 70 children in the school. We're taking another 60 in January. But he has blessed that Christian Union. We have 30 coming. One particular... We've started an encounter service as well. Sorry, that's the last Sunday of every month. We say it's for the youth in the area, and we say, come and encounter Jesus. And after our service, our encounter service...
Sorry, those 3 bits at the end there, that's the chapel, and that's where we have our encounter service.
So after the last one, the students met on Monday after the encounter service on the Sunday, and we have a wonderful anointed teacher, Teacher Dennis, who some of you have met, and he said to the students, right, put your hands up if you want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. So everybody was a little bit, you know, do I? And he said, I tell you what, he said, come forward, anyone who wants to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. 4 students came forward at first, and he prayed for them, he laid hands on them, and they all were baptized in the Holy Spirit. He then said, right, is there any other students that want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit? So some others came forward, and he said, right, I'm not going to pray for them. You've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you pray for them. So that particular lunchtime, 10 of the children got baptized in the Holy Spirit. 4 got the gift of tongues. The next lunchtime, the following day, they all meet. They meet one evening in the week, and they also meet for prayer every lunchtime. The next, in fact, that particular lunchtime, they were all like really praising God, and they all missed their lunch. They were so busy praying. They said there was such an anointing in the room that they didn't actually want to go and have their lunch. They were just praying for the whole lunchtime. On the Tuesday, that they met again, and there are even more. The kids had all heard what had been going on. Even more came. And that particular time, 10 more kids got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And 2 Muslim children gave their lives to Jesus, a girl and a boy. The boy was also baptized in the Spirit and got the gift of tongues. And the girl also got baptized in the Holy Spirit. So we're really seeing God at work.
We didn't even know this was happening. It was like happening in the school, unknown to us. But on the Friday, I do like an assembly, and I went into the assembly with a plan in my mind to talk about the Word of God. I had some verses, but as I walked in, I just felt God said to me, Ephesians 3:18, which is, keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit. And as I said, I'm just going to use this verse this morning, and I started to read it, and I started to say to them, so who wants more? But I didn't know anything about what had been happening, and they were going, more. Okay, who wants more? And they're going, more. And so when Dennis spoke to me afterwards, he says, I must tell you what's happened this week.
Yeah, God's amazing the way he does those things. But what we're really excited about, one of our boys, Wright, at Casuarina House, who many of you did a collection for some years ago because he needed an operation on his leg. This is our Wright. Wright was one of the ones that came forward and got baptized in the Spirit and got the gift of tongues. And on the Wednesday when they meet, there was a child at school whose brother, who hadn't been to school for was it 6 weeks? 6 weeks. So they decided they would go to this boy's house and pray for this boy. And Wright prayed for him, and some of the others did as well, and God healed him. So the following day, he was also back at school and did his exams and everything. So Teacher Dennis actually prophesied over Wright that he would have a healing ministry. So we're so excited about that. And some of you who have met Wright, he was so shy, really quiet, really shy, wouldn't say boo to a goose. But this has just energized him. And Paul went out evangelizing. Do you want to say?
Yeah, we went out with him, and he became my interpreter for that day. And he just was so willing to pray for anybody, because he's believed, he's taken on board what's been prayed for him, that he would have the gift of healing. And so everyone he sees, he just wants to pray for them for the gift of healing.
So thank you, Jesus. It's just wonderful. The other thing that's happened that is actually just the goodness of God has just blown me away with this other thing that's happened. People used to say to me, in fact, Carolyn said it to me at the last trustees meeting, is there anything else you'd like to do? You've got the orphanage, you've got the feeding program, you've built the high school for orphans and disadvantaged. Is there anything else you'd like to do before you retire? And first of all, I thought, retire? You don't retire when you're working for God. You just graduate up to heaven. But I did think something physical that we really, really had on our hearts, really, right from the beginning, and I was been praying for it for many years, and that was, we would like to see a health centre for the children at the high school and for the community, the wider community, because they can't. People die of really simple things like hernia operations because they don't have money to pay for it. So we really had a heart to build a medical centre. But I actually thought this was like way down the line. I'm thinking maybe 10 years' time we might have money for more land. We might be able to raise extra money to build the centre. But this building here, we actually helped some Swedish people. They wanted to build a rehabilitation and trauma centre. And we helped them, just like putting them in touch with the builder and helped them find the land and just generally encouraged them with their project. The house was built, as you can see, the pink house here. We call it the pink house. But it was standing empty, because what happened was the two ladies that began the project, one of them got married and went off, and the other one actually was very sick and had a breakdown. So the project just stopped, really. And the house was stood there empty for the last year.
Can you say the location of that house, because we met these Swedish people and they said they wanted to build this house. We said we'd help them to find a plot. So we asked a lady who helped us find the plot for the school, and she found this plot. And so one day she said to us, "I've got somewhere, can you come and see it?" So we got the Swedes together, we drove up there. As we were going, we were saying, "This place is really near our school." She says, "Yes, it's next door. This building is next door to our school." So God knew in advance. Yes. He has his plan. Yes. You know, he joins all the dots. He's got a tapestry working, and you just can't stop God. God knows what he's doing from the beginning.
That's right. I forgot what I was going to say now. Where was I? Oh, yeah. It's been empty for the last year. So what we did, we actually said, is it all right if a couple of our teachers just stay there while, you know, you decide what to do with it? So they said yes. So we've had a couple of teachers living there, which has been really useful in the rainy season. That's why the washing's hanging up. So sorry about that. But then they contacted me earlier this year when we just got to Kenya, and they said, if you had use of that building, what would you do? They were asking us and two other organisations, and they were basically getting us a pitch for what we wanted to do. And we put our heads together and praying and everything, and we said, well, we want to have a health centre for the children at the high school and for the wider community. That's our long-term vision. And they were very interested. They said, okay, can you write a business plan and a proposal with all the costs and everything and present it to the board? They had a board of 15 people on a Skype meeting that night. So Paul went off to feed in. I said, I think I need to just be home and listen to God and speak to God and make sure this is God's will, not my will. I think it's a good idea and a great idea, but it's got to be God's idea, God's will. So Paul went off to feed in, and I just spent the whole day in prayer. And I just felt God say, he said so clearly to me, this is my will. And it just filled me with so much peace. And my heart was just so at peace. I had no anxiety. And then that afternoon, I just wrote the business plan. I wrote the proposal. I wrote all the costs. And anyone who knows me knows that I am not an admin person. I hate it. But this just flowed. And that evening I presented it to the board on Skype, and the next morning they said they voted, and they voted us. So basically what they're doing, and this is the most amazing thing, we have use of this building to set up a health centre to treat the children at the high school and the wider community. They are funding all of it, the Swedish. We haven't got to raise a penny.
We wanted a school counsellor, we wanted a doctor, we needed some reception person. God just put it all together. It was amazing.
I mean, just by the sheer nature of what we're doing, dealing with orphans and disadvantaged children, they have so many problems. It's like a can of worms. I mean, we had no idea when we opened the school the problems that we were going to be encountering. And it's like the lid has just come off this can of worms, and all these emotional problems that these children are undergoing in their homes. And it was very frustrating because we had no means of doing anything about it. But God knew, and he just accelerated everything. So on the 6th of January, we opened the health centre when we opened the school. So I'm just like, every morning I always start my quiet time by saying 5 thank yous to God. And I just cannot stop, because it's just, when you know that he's done it, I'm just like, thank you, Jesus. I'm just walking up and down the bedroom giving praise to God and thanking him because of his goodness.
Yeah, you want the longer version of the story, really, how God pulled those people together in just 1 week. It was totally amazing. And how we've now got to that place where on the 6th of this January, we opened this, and it's being funded by the Swedes. It's great. Okay, we're good. Okay, yes. I mean, God's amazing, yeah. what he does. And so we're going to move into prayer. And really, you know, prayer is the key to everything, really, that takes place with God. So can we stand? And maybe put up there the prayer. And everyone, just pray. As you grab hold of something up there, there's thanks and then there's interceding. So let's just give thanks for all the things that God is doing. So just pray out. Just pray out as you see those things there.